John, we have come to the home of Vishnupriya where she served Mahaprabhu. And here, Mahaprabhu, his first wife's name was Lucky Priya. And when he went to East Bengal, for some months, she could not tolerate his separation. So it's described that the separation in the form of a snake bit Lucky Priya, and she passed away before Mahaprabhu could return from East Bengal. And when Mahaprabhu returned, Shachi Devi wanted to marry him again. And when Shachi Devi would go to the Ganga, some from time to time, she would see the daughter of Sanatan Mishra, a very beautiful girl named Vishnupriya. And Vishnupriya, she was attracted to Mahaprabhu. And at the bank of the Ganges, she would pay dandavat to Shachi Mata. And Shachi Mata would bless her. And in this way they met, and Shachi Mata decided to try to arrange their marriage. So she spoke with the matchmaker, she spoke with Sanatan Mishra, and eventually the marriage was arranged. And then from that time, Vishnupriya, she lived with Shachi Mata, and she served the Mahaprabhu. So, Vishnupriya would stay with Shachi Mata, and she served Mahaprabhu very beautifully, very perfectly. And in the Bhagavatam, there are two set of verses about Ramchandra, which Vichanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained, are also applicable to Mahaprabhu. And in one verse, it explains that this great person, means Ramchandra and or Mahaprabhu, he left aside a most glorious, opulent kingdom and went into the forest. And generally we take it that this refers to Ramchandra leaving Ayodhya and entering into exile in the Dhammakaranya forest. But Vishnupriya Chakravarti Thakur explained that that opulent kingdom refers to the wealth of devotion in the heart of Vishnupriya, and entering into the forest refers to his taking sannyas. So in this prophecy, it was prophesied in the Bhagavatam that Mahaprabhu would leave Vishnupriya, take sannyas. And Srila Bhakti Rakak Shiradev Goswami Maharaj, or Param Gurudev, he explained that it is that all followers of Mahaprabhu, everyone who received Mahaprabhu's mercy, is indebted to Vishnupriya. It is due to her sacrifice and her chastity that Mahaprabhu could leave home to spread the holy name and spread his gift of divine rasa. So the gift of every devotee is indebted at the lotus feet of Vishnupriya eternally. And when Mahaprabhu left, thereafter Vishnupriya, she stayed with Shachi Mata and cared for Shachi Mata. And Mahaprabhu also kept a couple of servants to take care of Vishnupriya and Shachi Mata. Bhangshi Varan Thakur and Ishan. Every day we were singing Jai Priya King Kara Ishan. And Srila Guru Maharaj's son, Jaya Priya King Kara Ishan. That Ishan Thakur, he stayed in the home of Mahaprabhu after Mahaprabhu took sannyas and cared for Vishnupriya and Shachi Mata. And when Mahaprabhu was leaving Nadia after taking sannyas, he left his sandals for Vishnupriya. And he said, keeping these sandals and taking my name, you will be fulfilled. You will be fulfilled. You will find fulfillment. Your heart will be nourished taking my name and worshipping my lotus feet. So, Mahaprabhu is known as the Mahavaranaya avatar, the supremely merciful avatar. But externally, he appears cruel. In this case, he appears cruel. He appears to have left his wife and mother alone, you know, to their great sorrow, and gone away. But could we ever say that the supremely merciful avatar, Sri Chaitanya Dev, is cruel? We never can. And why is that? Because through what appears to be externally cruel, he filled the heart of Shachi Mata and Vishnupriya with Vipralamba Bhav, with the finest sentiments of devotion ever known, union and separation. And Vishnupriya, in separation from Mahaprabhu, she would take the name and worship his lotus feet. And though she appeared externally sorrowful, she was filled with the greatest joy. We hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vishe Bhajya Jalahai Bhitareya Rannamai Krishna Premara Adbhuta Charit. those who are relishing the highest form of Krishna prem. Externally, they appear as if they are suffering from venom from a snake poison. Snake being bitten by a snake, suffering from the effects of venom. But internally, they are relishing the greatest joy. So Vishnupriya, she is described to be very sorrowful after the Mahaprabhu left home. But in fact, she was relishing the most intimate connection with him. And for some time she served Shachimata, and then sometimes she felt that she wanted to behold again the divine form of Mahaprabhu. Feeling so much separation from him, she felt, will I ever see his divine form again? And then she decided to commission a form of Mahaprabhu to be made. So she met with the Murtiwala and described as best from her heart all the beauty of Mahaprabhu's form. And that Murtiwala tried his best and prepared a form. Vishnupriya came, offered her obeisance, took darshan of the form, but felt, no, my Gaurasundar's form has not been revealed. And again she described the appearance of Mahaprabhu and the necessary adjustments. Again she came, again she saw, and again she felt, no, my Lord's form has not been revealed. Again she gave explanation, again she gave direction. Later again she came, and the third time she came before the Murti, she offered her obeisance, she took darshan of the Murti, and then she immediately covered her head with her sari to indicate that she was in the presence of her husband. And then she again offered her obeisance. From time to time you'll see, when we're on parikrama, sometimes you'll see some lady come out of her house, put her sari over her head, throw some water on the road, and pay dandavat. You might think, what are they doing that? But this is a traditional aspect of the Vedic culture, that a woman will always keep her head covered and offer her obeisance to a respectable gentleman or her husband. So Vishnupriya covered her head with her sari to feel, now Mahaprabhu is fully present, you know, he himself is present before me in deity form. And thereafter she served this beautiful form of Mahaprabhu in her home. And later when Shachimata passed away, then her feelings of separation increased and her sadhana became so extreme that she no longer cooked opulently, she no longer dressed opulently, she lived like a sannyasini. And each day she would gather a bowl of grain and taking the name, each time she took the name, she would place one grain of rice in a bowl. And as many times as she chanted, that many grains of rice she would place in a bowl, she would cook that and then take a very, this minimal amount of prasad. And we must think, why, how could such vairagya be shown? How could she show herself to be so renounced? Right? Only because in her heart she's experiencing such an intense form of devotion and attachment to Mahaprabhu. Her attachment to Mahaprabhu intensified so greatly that externally she became that detached. That is the meaning of vairagya. Vairagya means both Vishishtarag and Vigatarag, the absence of attachment and the most intense form of attachment. So as her internal attachment intensified, her external attachment decreased. As connotation increases, denotation decreases. So in this way, we're at the feet of the form of Mahaprabhu served by Vishnupriya, and we're praying at her lotus feet that by her grace we may serve Mahaprabhu, we may come to appreciate the gift that he has given to this world. Vaishnavi Bho Namo Namo. Jai Shri Navadi Dham Parikrama Ki Jai. Jai Mahaprabhu Shri Vishnu Sri Adhavi Sevita Vigraha Ki Jai. Samadha Dhaura Bhakta Vrindhi Ki Jai.